Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Robert Ebert, E-B-E-R-T. Address is 305 BORDEGUX Court, number A, Chico, California, 95975, 530-685-0906, and that should be spelled BORDEAUX, California. ID is XXXXX2413, date of birth is 11-7-1964, 60-year-old, single, man. Insurance is Blue Shield Covered California. Pharmacy is CVS Esplanade. It is addressed to 11 Levi Gore, G-O-R-E. Fax is 530-893-6917. The clinical indication is seizure disorder, generalized headaches, previous findings of meningioma dash treated. New paragraph, rule out migraine. Address to Maya, M-A-Y-A, A-R-M-E-N-T-A-N-P, nurse practitioner. Dash neurosurgery. Dear Maya Armin, A-R-M-E-N-T-A, Robert L. Ebert was seen for neurological evaluation on September 16, 2025, referred by Dr. Kevin Sorensen, D.O., and Catherine K-U-N-I-G-E-K-S-M-D. Following his craniotomy, that's right, craniotomy, and radiation treatment for his atypical meningioma, presenting with a new seizure on July 19, 2025. His last surgical progress note showed a history of continued agitation, confusion, sleepiness after waking from anesthesia. His blood pressure was slightly elevated with a normal pulse and oxygen saturation. At that time, his mental status evaluation showed spontaneous responsiveness to eye opening, answering questions intermittently, following commands, moving all extremities spontaneously and symmetrically, with evidence for well-healed cranial incision. He presented at that time with a new onset of seizures, his MR imaging study completed at that time showed restricted diffusion in the right hippocampal formation with associated hyperintense flare signal, suggesting a post-ictal finding. There was a right parietal craniotomy defect. thin rim enhancing cavity, 1.8 9 centimeters without enhancement or internal restricted diffusion consistent with postoperative changes. He was scheduled for 1 month follow-up. He was reported to have had a witness 1 minute convulsion. Findings of slightly elevated white cell count and SED rate, but normal C-reactive protein. His examination was consistent with acute postictal agitation. He had been on standard postoperative seizure prophylaxis, which was stopped in-house when he was non-convulsive. New paragraph. He had previously undergone mastoid revision middle ear surgery, some orthopedic surgery, thyroid lobectomy, tibial fracture surgery, open reduction with internal fixation, and a TURP. New paragraph, medications at that time included albuterol, atorvastatin, citalopram, creon capsule, DORZOLAMIDE ophthalmic solution, famotidine, fluticasone, salmeterol, inhaler, gabapentin 100 milligram capsules, 200 milligrams TID. Monitoring blood glucose, hydroxyzine, glargine, G-L-A-R-G-I-N-E, Lantus 100 insulin, insulin pro-SQIP, MIRABEGRON, 50 milligram extended release tablets, Montelukast, 10 milligrams, Omeprazole, 40 milligrams, new paragraph. His clinical history showed that he had discontinued smoking 7 years prior to his surgery and seizure. New paragraph, he had an extensive polypharmacy substance abuse history in the past, but not currently. New paragraph. In consideration of history, findings, and presentation, he was placed on lacosamide, 150 milligram oral tablets to take one capsule by mouth twice a day on September 16th, new paragraph, he was scheduled for follow-up reevaluation and treatment in the office, but failed all his follow-up appointments. New paragraph recommendations. We will attempt to contact him for follow-up reevaluation and medication refills as necessary. New paragraph. I cannot say at this time whether we will be able to successfully see him again and continue his treatment, which certainly should be considered with his history and presentation in the postoperative period. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns.